The Federal Reserve meets in the week ahead. What do you, Mr. and Ms. Investor, need to know?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome and thank you for joining us. This podcast tries to give you financial insights to help you get ahead. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Werdock. And yes, the Fed is meeting in the coming week on Tuesday and Wednesday. We expect Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen to put out a statement and have a press conference Wednesday afternoon, Washington time. And joining us to help preview this is Greg McBride. He's chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com. So, Greg, are you excited about this Fed meeting?
Oh, it's always exciting, John. Even if they're not going to raise interest rates this time around, I think, you know, still plenty of things to focus on. They're going to release updated economic projections. And, of course, everyone's going to be focused on what the Fed says, what Janet Yellen says in her press conference afterwards. The April and June meetings, I think, will quickly be in the crosshairs, and people will be looking at divining what the Fed says and does to gauge whether or not the Fed is keying things up for a rate hike at either of those meetings.
How do you think the Fed sees the economy right now, especially after that robust jobs number the other day, 242,000 added to payrolls?
It seems like they're a glass half empty Fed in the sense that, you know, we're even though there's a lot of positive fundamentals and we've got unemployment below 5%, things that are entirely inconsistent with a Fed funds rate that's, you know, between a quarter and half a percentage point. I think what the Fed is going to use to justify holding off further is going to be things like, you know, the stagnant wage growth, the fact that that was disappointing. You know, even if you look below the surface at the jobs report, the quality of jobs that had been created in that last report was not very good. So I think those are the facts that I think the Fed will sort of bring to the surface as justification as to why they're not yet raising interest rates again, despite the fact that the unemployment rate's below 5%, and we were seeing some positive signs in terms of consumer spending and consistent job creation.
If the Fed doesn't touch rates this time, it meets again in April, then again in June. Sketch out a timeline here of what we could see with the next interest rate increase.
I think, well, the Fed has said again and again how data dependent they are. Those are the words that they use. And you know, it's true. I mean, you know, they are literally meeting to meeting. Like in baseball, the player who's day to day with an injury, the Fed's meeting to meeting just based upon what sort of data comes out and what else happens in the world. And I think that's really the key thing is, you know, at this point, you know, if you looked only at the fundamentals on the U.S. economy, there's no justification for the Fed funds rate being as low as it is. I mean, the Fed can and should raise interest rates based on those fundamentals alone, but they won't because of what's going on elsewhere around the world. They don't want to alienate other central banks that are still trying to throw stuff against the wall to see what sticks and get their economies going. And to an extent, I think they're a little worried about market volatility. You know, they're maybe not outright placating investors, but to an extent, I think they've been bullied a little bit by market volatility anytime they hint at an interest rate hike.
It would seem, given everything else going on in the world, China, Japan, the ECB doing just the other day some tweaking of its rates and its measures, it would seem that the Fed here would have a green light to do a bit more, given the U.S. economy seems stronger than all the others out there right now.
Well, the U.S. economy is definitely stronger than the other ones out there. But, you know, when you look at those other actions, like in particular what the ECB did, that really does the Fed's rate hike for them in a way, because what the ECB did in terms of buying more assets and cutting their interest rates further into negative territory, it undercuts the value of the euro against the dollar. And so that strengthening dollar has actually been something that's been holding back the manufacturing sector in the U.S. So I think, if anything, it gives the Fed an excuse to, you know, just kind of hold off and in effect, you know, what they would have done with an interest rate hike, a lot of that gets taken care of by what the ECB has done.
What's your call? When do you think the Fed will indeed hike rates next?
I think we'll get it in the second quarter. Probably the June meeting. The June meeting is nice and convenient because that's when they'll next release their next round of economic projections after this meeting. The Janet Yellen press conference. I mean, you can always schedule a press conference, but, you know, things just kind of tee up quite nicely. They'll get a few more employment reports that they can look at and just kind of really get a few cycles of economic data that they can really look at, as well as what's going on elsewhere around the world, see what effect that the ECB's latest action starts to have before they take any action.
As for this upcoming press conference featuring the chairwoman on Wednesday afternoon, what do you think she's going to say.
Well, what I think she's going to say, I think she'll give a subtle nod to some of the improvement we've seen in the economy. But I still think it's going to be sort of this, bringing out the drawbacks of, the stagnant wage growth. That's one thing the Fed has said time and time again that they want to see. And they're just not seeing enough of it yet. So that one we're going to hear about again. And I think that's probably the big one. Inflation overall, something that the Fed continues to harp on. Until they're really comfortable and confident that inflation is going to move closer to that 2% mark, we're going to continue to hear about that as justification for why they're not raising rates.
He's Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com, joining us to help preview the upcoming two-day Fed meeting. Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
And if you like this podcast, check out our others. Money Beat, Heard on the Street, Watching Your Wealth are all on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. This has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock for The Wall Street Journal.